Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 25th, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber, has done an incredible job hosting this month's More Success Team Conference Call. Everyone has enjoyed his Back to the Basics trainings, and we're excited to hear from him one last time tonight. Mr. Schieber, we appreciate all the hard work that you put into these calls and your trainings. Welcome back to the call.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, Damian.
Well, fantastic. You know, tonight we're going to cover, we started out 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, whatever it was now. We started out with getting started right, and then we went to, you know, talked about multiple, you know, two exposures a day. We talked about the weekly business briefing in between somewhere there. We got a chance to hear from Washington MVP, Millionaire Club member Steve Hoisington. And tonight, we're going to talk about, you know, the big event. We're going to talk about Super Saturday. We're going to talk about the team event. We're going to talk about the corporate event. And we're also going to talk a little bit about personal development. And, you know, that's not necessarily all the 10 core commitments, but that's a good chunk of them. And, you know, as I was thinking about what we should really, how, or not what we should tackle, but how we should tackle tonight, I realize so many of us have been around for a little while, and that's a good thing, right? But sometimes we forget what it was like to see the business through the eyes of a new person. So I had four people lined up to share some testimonials, and lo and behold, we're down to two because someone got called back into work, and another person's dealing with a health issue, and then, but I've got Caitlin. I forgot your last name all of a sudden. I apologize, but Caitlin is brand new on Nick Fowler's team. Nick Fowler, who's the MVP of Oklahoma, right? Brand new associate, just signed up last week. Been friends with Nick since high school, I believe, and you can correct me later if I'm wrong, Caitlin. But you know, just getting started last week, but they happen to have a Super Saturday in Oklahoma this week with SNVP, Senior Network Vice President, Daniel Abbott. And so I asked Caitlin if she wouldn't mind sharing her testimonial of what that event was like for her. So Caitlin, can you are you there?
Yes, Amy, I'm here.
All right, Caitlin, remind me, what is your last name again?
It's Stroop.
Stroop. All right, so Here, you're getting to hear tonight from future Millionaire Club member, Caitlin Stroop. Caitlin, what was Super Saturday like?
Super Saturday was what I can basically put into words is feeling like a kid on Christmas morning whenever you run downstairs and see all the presents. It was just eye-opening, honestly. It was phenomenal. Hearing from somebody who came from my home state of Arkansas, seeing how he came up from a small town and was able to make this his brand and turn it into something successful for him and his family, and just seeing how still after 10 plus years he's so bought in because it actually means so much to him. It really meant something to me because I haven't been this excited about an opportunity in years.
There you go. Is there any particular nuggets that you learned?
I think that I learned that from Daniel were on his what he calls his 10 T's. Not just keeping a goal and a positive mindset, but making sure that you keep that positive mindset with a goal, because without a positive mindset for that goal, the goal will fail. And that was really, kind of, you know, stuck out to me, I think, part of the most. And then also believing in what you're doing, because if you're not going to believe in something, how are you going to be able to sell it, or how are you going to be able to have somebody else believe in it too? And his belief in it and Nick's belief in it has made me just believe in it just that much more.
And Mr. Moore, just so you know, believing it, you know, that belief got built so much, went out the very next day, sold her first membership. So Caitlin, congratulations, right? Because the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Now you've taken that step, and you know, success is assured. So I appreciate you hopping on the phone with us and sharing with us your take on Super Saturdays for a few minutes. And, you know, I'll let you go because I know you've got a migraine. So Caitlin almost bailed on me too, but she was like, I do this next week. I'm like, no. So thank you. There you go. Thank you so much. You know, And I think sometimes it's just helpful for us to try and remember what it was like when we went to our first big event, our very first Super Saturday. I remember Chris Hughes did my very first Super Saturday. And I always tell people, you know, in the early going, 90% of everything I learned in the business, I learned at my first three Super Saturdays. It was Chris Hughes, then it was Dave Hall, then it was Ryan Burns. And that was, you know, December of 2008, January and February of 2009. But 90% of everything that led me to executive director, I learned at those first three Super Saturdays. So, you know, for my money, Super Saturdays are the, you know, we always say, you know, the number one core commitment for yourself is personal development. The number one core commitment for your business is 2 exposures a day. But I think that the number one core commitment for growing your business is Super Saturday, right? It's a chance to gather all together. It's a chance to kick loose, have some fun, be inspired, get some training, right? Maybe even get a guest out if we're diligent, right? But even if we don't, if we get everything else out of it, we're ready to run for the next month. And that's how powerful Super Saturdays are. You know, I was going to have Victor Saguenay talk about team events, but unfortunately got called back in to work and not able to make it on the call. But, you know, the last More Success team event that we had, January of last year, right, in Ada, Oklahoma, special guest Darnell Sells, among others, and of course, all the ring earners and Millionaire Club members on our team doing some training. But, you know, I remember watching Victor be at his first team event. And, you know, he was just like a kid in a candy store. He was almost giddy, so excited, right? And, yeah, he got a chance to get recognized because he'd been doing some good things. So he was, you know, nominated for My Rising Star. And then he ended up getting the Community Service Award, too, for the work he'd been doing with the DARE program down in New Mexico. But so he had a chance to get some recognition, but even if he hadn't been recognized for anything, he was just in awe being in the environment. And I remember a few years ago when we had our very first team event that we'd had in a while, right, 2014, in July of 2014 when we were at the Gaylord in Dallas, right, near DFW. I have another guy on my team, John Walker, who had come with me to a different team event the week before, and then the very next weekend, we went to the More Success team event. And I remember him telling me, hands down, the More Success team, and he had been to a few team events elsewhere too, but hands down, the More Success team event was the best event as far as a team event was concerned that he'd ever been to. And that's the case every year, year in, year out, right? The awards banquet that we do that, you know, Stephanie Moore is instrumental in putting on and arranging and just amazing, amazing stuff. But the training, I remember coming out of that event and we were doing a call with all the execs, you know, kind of planning the next year and what went well, a plan do review call, right? You know, what went well, what we'd like to see different, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, some people had some different thoughts about what they'd like to see. But I got to tell you, everyone was excited. Even the executive directors were excited out of their mind by the team event. And so, you know, this year's team event is going to be amazing. Next year, though, is going to be off the charts. I can't wait for you guys to hear where we're going, what we're doing. And all those events will be released next month at the team event. So, you know, make sure that if you're anywhere near the team event, if you haven't gotten tickets yet, if you're anywhere near the team event, make sure you get tickets and go. But I'm telling you right now, the More Success team event for me is the event every year. Like, better than convention to me, right? The event every single year, okay? But since I mentioned convention, okay, since I mentioned convention, I have a gal on my team who's been on the team for a couple of years. I can't remember exactly when Erin Murray got started, but she's probably been on the team for 4 years, I think. But this past convention was her first time going to convention. And in fact, she had told me we had been planning on going to Super Saturday. We don't hold them here in Boise, so we always have to travel, and we were planning on going down to the Bay Area for Super Saturday, which required a plane ticket in February. because, you know, we don't know if we can make it over the Sierra Nevadas or not, because you never know if there's going to be snow up there or not. So a bunch of us were flying, and I kept saying, hey, listen, you got to come to Super Saturday, you know, come down. She's like, I can only get one plane ticket, Damian, and I'm going to convention. I haven't been to convention. I want to go to convention. And I'm so glad she did, because she just had an amazing experience. So, Aaron Murray, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am, Mr. Schieber.
All right. Well, Aaron, you take it away. What was convention like for you?
Can you guys hear me okay? I know sometimes my headphones are kind of wonky.
I can hear you perfect.
Okay. Well, thank you for that great introduction. I really appreciate you supporting me in my one plane ticket to convention, because for me that was just a phenomenal decision. I've been to Super Saturdays, I've been to Super Regionals, I've been to the More Success Team events, and so I've seen hundreds of associates, you know, in one spot, all getting training, all working towards common goals for their business. But to see 10,000, 15,000 people in one spot with so much energy and so much support for each other and so much love for each other was just beyond amazing for me. I got a lot out of the trainings and the different breakout sessions. You know, we went as a team. We stayed in the room together as a team, but we all have different goals for our businesses right now, depending on where we're at. And so we got to go pick and do our own schedule, which I thought was great. And then we come back and we eat dinner together and we share and go to more training. And it was great. It was awesome to get to meet other associates from other parts of the country. Mr. Schieber gave me the chance to be on the floor for the Jack Canfield speech, which was just absolutely phenomenal. I had a lot of takeaways from his speech, especially about the rule of five and just making sure that no matter what you do, you stick with your rule of five. And I had a lot of things that I took from his trainings, from a lot of the trainings that I wrote down that I am now implementing into my business. So it's been great to be able to have that energy to push me forward and then to come home and come back and go to, you know, more Super Saturdays and Super Regional. So it's been wonderful. I definitely would recommend getting to convention, even if it takes you 3 years to get there.
There you go. What was it like to be at the ED Banquet?
Oh, the ED Banquet was phenomenal. It was inspiring to see so many people that are doing so well, that are executives or higher in our business. I really appreciated the invite for that. I wasn't sure if I had the right dress, but it was wonderful. And I got to sit next to Mr. Glenn Peterson during dinner, who's the president of our Business Solutions. And I just wanted to talk his ear off. I had so many questions for him, and he answered everything and just was just blown away by what we do, and I'm just blown away by what he does. And so it was great. I got to get my profiles of success signed by a lot of the leaders in our company. I got to speak with a lot of the leaders in our company who gave me a lot of words of wisdom and good takeaways for going forward, especially, you know, as a mother who is a husband in law school and two young children at home and is trying to make this work. So I really appreciated it. It was great.
Awesome. Aaron, I appreciate you hopping on the call and just sharing, you know, your experience with us. So thank you again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Damian.
So, you know, again, just wanting you to see it through the eyes of someone who's been there for the first time, because sometimes, you know, I don't know, 9.5 years, I guess I've been to, you know, 19 conventions or whatever the number is, right? And sometimes it's just like, yeah, they're all great. They all kind of run together, though, right? You know. But if you can think back and remember to your first one, what it was like, and that's why we need to get people to the next one, right, so that they can experience that for the first time. But sometimes we need to relate to them in that first-time manner. It's like, listen, I remember when I went my first time, and this is how you're going to feel. This is what you're going to experience, versus trying to relate to them from, oh, I've been to 19 of them. Listen, they're all phenomenal, blah, blah, blah. Well, well, then I can't make this one. I'll catch the next one. They're all phenomenal. No, no, no. You got to go to the first one, right? We got to put you on the path that's going to lead you to success. You know, and that leads me to personal development. And before I get to personal development, I want to tell you it's been a privilege and it's been an honor to be able to host the call for the last, including this week, 5 weeks. And I'm glad we're getting back to basics. I remember when we got to convention and we had the powwow, I think it was in Mama's room, right? But when we got to Mrs. Moore's room with all the ring earners and we said, hey, we're going to do a different format. We're going to start having all the ring earners take a turn hosting a month. But the idea was that we were going to get back to basics. And so hopefully
this
you found it helpful.
No.
I'm sorry, but hopefully you've been feeling that, and hopefully it's been helpful. But I want you to know that I'm looking forward to not hosting next week's call or the next month's call or probably be a year and a half, 2 years before I get another chance to host a call because we've got that many ring runners on the team. But next month, we've got, you know, not one of the founding members of the More Success team, but I feel like he is, right? Because Mr. Jeff Hughes has been at this now for just about 20 years. And, you know, when I think of personal development, I think of him and his brothers and how much personal development really created the Hughes family legacy. And it's just, it's been such an honor through the years to be able to be coached by Jeff Hughes, you know, sometimes in a one-on-one setting, you know, and Jeff, if you're listening tonight, I just want to let you know how much I appreciate, the conversations you and I have had throughout the years. But also in the conference call setting, in the training settings at the More Success Team events, at the, you know, the breakfast that he holds for his team at the More Success Team events, right? A lot of times we'll gather together one of the mornings for breakfast. And just listening to this man train has totally impacted my business. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I think I shared that Chris, right, Jeff's brother Chris, would talk about the Jeffism that he would share. And one of my first trainings was Chris sharing, you know, a half a dozen Jeffisms, stories that of interactions between Chris and Jeff, that I didn't have to then go through the same hardships to learn the same lessons because Jeff mentored Chris and Chris shared with Restla. And so I'm looking forward to the next month. Make sure you're on every single week, every single call. Don't miss a thing because I'll tell you right now, it's totally going to impact your business, right? Because of the personal development you're going to get out of it. And that leads us to personal development. So here's what I want to say about personal development. You're not necessarily going to see the change before the people around you see the change. Right? My wife would tell you, like, sometimes I look and I say, I'm still the same guy. Right? That I was back however X number of years ago. Right? Because I'm looking in the mirror every day. And the change may be, you know, so small that it's imperceptible. But the other people notice it. You know, Dave and Carrie Green on my team, right? My next door neighbors, some of my best friends in life. Carrie will tell you, when I first met them back in 2013, you know, where Dave was then and where he is today, two totally different people. All right, Dave was an introvert. Today he's almost an extrovert. I don't know, you know, I don't know if he forces himself to be that way or he just has become that way. But, you know, he's certainly willing to strike up lots of conversations where back in the day he didn't want to have anything to do with anybody else. Right? But every month we were reading a book. And every month, He always got the book on audio because he drives so much that it's just easier for him to do it that way. But every month he was devouring, you know, one or two books. And then all of a sudden he was devouring one or two, three, four, five books plus whatever audio CDs he could get his hands on, and totally changed who he is today. Like, if you walk up to him today and you happen to be next to him, he'll strike up a conversation. It may or may not get around to Legal Shield. It may be, you know, maybe about politics, maybe about, you know, school systems, whatever it is. But he's totally ready to engage. He's a completely different person today than he was a few years ago when I met him because of personal development, right? But here's the thing I want you to understand. Personal development is not just about reading and listening. So many times we talk about reading 10 pages of a good book, listening to 15 minutes of a good audio. Okay, reading and listening is a necessary step. As Eli Goldratt might say, he's a consultant that's written a few books, but Eli Goldratt would say that's necessary but not sufficient, right? Reading and listening is the first step to personal development. But if I read a book about bodybuilding, but I never got in the gym, that book's not going to do me any good. We got to read and listen, and then we got to do, right? We have to apply. So read, listen, do, and one of the most important aspects of personal development, associate, right? Where are your associations leading you to, right? We've always been reminded that our bank account probably reflects the average of the five people we hang around the most. So if you wanted to raise your bank account, then we probably need to change the associations. Limit some, you know, spend more time with others, right? Sometimes it's hard to limit, right? But listen, it's all about what do you want out of life? I want to be around positive people. I want to be around progressive people. I want to be around people who are on a mission, who are going someplace, trying to get something done that I want to accomplish as well. Now, that doesn't have to only be finances, right? In fact, it shouldn't only be finances, right? Let me give you an idea. One of my goals in life that has nothing to do with Legal Shield is I want to baptize 100 people. I want to bring 100 people to my Savior, you know, Jesus Christ. 100 people. And that is always in the forefront of my goals. I've got goals in Legal Shield too, but, you know, we need to go platinum by the end of next March, right? So that we can be in the running for that $1 million bonus. That's one of my goals in Legal Shield. But I have goals outside of Legal Shield too. Right, I've got spiritual goals. I've got health goals. I want to lose 15 pounds this year, right? But here's the thing. I need to be around people in all those areas. I want to be around people who want to drop some weight so that we can kind of encourage each other along the way, right? I want to be around people who want to have an investment portfolio because I know it's one thing to make the money, but it's another thing to be smart with the money we make, right? I want to be around people who want to get to platinum. All those things. I want to be around people who have some spiritual goals. They don't have to be the same as mine, right? But they have to have progressive, forward-thinking goals so that we can essentially be workout partners, keep each other accountable. And then the last of the 10 core commitments, which I didn't even talk about, you know, but commit to the process. I want you to understand two words in that, right? Commit and process. So many of us want to go from Jim Rohn, you say, from seed to harvest. But there's a growing season. And we got to have time for the Lord to work on us, or for the universe to work on us, or for us to work on ourselves, whatever it is you want to say, right? But there's a time, a growing season between seed or planting, right, and harvest. And I'll tell you right now, Legal Shield is already the shortcut. Let's not try and shortcut the shortcut. It doesn't work out. And the other thing is you got to commit, right? Because there is a process in place. You got to be able to commit to see it through. Last thing I'll say, and then we'll open it up for questions if anybody has any. some of us have been around for a long time. And I'm glad you're here. But the reason you've been around a long time, and I'm talking about maybe you've been around a long time and haven't had the success that you want. By the way, I don't think any of us have had the success that we want, right? You know, I want the $1 million ring, not the $100,000 ring, right? You know, so there's always, you know, room to grow, so to speak. But when I say some of us have been around a while and we haven't had near the success that we want, I'm glad you're still around, right? I'm glad you're around because you can't have growth in Legal Shield if you're not around. So the longer you're around, the more likely it is you are to hear the thing that you need to hear that'll help you grow. And what I'm going to tell you tonight, maybe this will be the thing. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But some of us have not had the success that we want, even though we've been around for a while, because we haven't committed. You say, well, Damien, I've been here this long. I'm committed. No, you've been here. But you haven't committed to your own success. Some people try and negotiate with the 10 core commitments. Listen, if you'll do these 10 things and get better at them over time, you're going to have massive success. But some of us try and negotiate with the 10 core commitments. Like, how much do I really need to do this one? What if I did more of that one? No, listen. You do all 10. If I go up to the soda machine and take the dollar to buy a Sprite, I can't put in 90 cents and expect to get a Sprite. I can't be doing 9 of the 10. Right? I certainly can't put in 80 or 70 or 60 cents and get the Sprite. It's not like I put in 50 cents and it kicked out of half a Sprite. Right? I got to put in the whole dollar. And the same thing's true. You got to do all 10 core commitments. If you want to build a team, maybe if you want to just be a direct seller, you're selling Legal Shield, you don't need to do all 10. Great. You can go out and sell Legal Shield. I'm talking about if you want to grow an organization. It's 10 simple things. But you got to commit to doing all 10. Right? I've been out of the habit. My first 5.5 years, I was fanatical about 2 a day. And it reflected in the success that we had. Over the last couple of years, I spent more time working on working for the team than working on my own exposures every day. And that worked too for a while because I already had the team. But over the last little while, I realized I needed to get back to 2 a day. One of the first things I did was, change my nightly call to a weekly call because that seemed like it was appropriate for where the team is at. And as soon as I did that, the first thing I did was pick up a workout partner so that I could still maintain daily accountability. And so I could get back to doing 2 a day, someone who's going to hold me accountable to making sure I do my 2 a day. Right? And because we've done 2 a day this month, we recruited 4 people this month. Right? I'm super excited. I've got another 1 or 2 in the wings, I think. So, we're going to keep pulling them through. But we got to commit. We got to commit to our own success. Let me tell you what commitment means. It means you got to do the thing even when it's uncomfortable, even when you don't want to. Well, I don't normally do 3-way calls. Great. I understand you don't normally do 3-way calls. But are you committed to doing your 2 exposures every day the right way? Are you committed to getting someone started right? Well, doing a 3-way call is part of getting them started right. Right? Are you committed to doing the thing that's uncomfortable because you know it's the thing that's necessary for you to have the growth? Because if you can't commit to the process, you're never going to be an executive director through growing an organization. Like, you might be an executive director qualifying every month on group sales or direct sales, like Randy Wells, right? Did for years. But if you want to commit to the process, because the process is not only going to grow the organization, it's going to grow you. So with that, Mr. Moore, if there are any questions, I'm available. If not, I turn the time back over to you.
Well, Damien, I appreciate you very much. Appreciate your servant leadership. You've done an outstanding job this month, and from not just me, but from the whole team, we appreciate you putting everything you had into it. So again, I want to thank you for all your efforts, and also your lovely bride. We appreciate her assisting you in this business. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind everyone that next Monday night, $200,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes from Virginia, will be beginning the month off with his trainings. He's built a dynasty with his family, and he's got some. He's just got a great way of training in his own way, and I think everyone will enjoy that. So we're going to go ahead and end the call tonight, just like Mr. Kenmore always said, that always said, keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield, and everything will work out just fine. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, good night, and we'll hear you next week on the call.